listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine. Welcome to Talking Architecture and Design. My name is Brank Homiletic, and today we have with us Brad Duggan, CEO of Metricon. After a turbulent year, which included fears around the company's future, Metricon's new CEO, Brad Duggan, says the outlook is bright for Australia's biggest home builder. So firstly, welcome to Talking Architecture and Design, Brad.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Quite all right. And I'll tell you what an opportunity here in lovely Hobart. Okay, so first, let me congratulate you on your number one ranking. And I know that changes over time, but let's say...
It hasn't changed for a while. 8 years in a row.
Only 8 years. There you go. And can I ask, how did you manage to avert what really looked like a looming crisis for Metricon? And how did you manage to... Dare I say, while we're on the Derwent River, how did you manage to turn the ship around?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I think the last couple of years have been a pretty turbulent time for the whole industry. And it really was just a case of, you know, waiting the issues out. You know, we had to make sure we get more, you know, well-priced jobs into our portfolio, and at the same time, delivering those jobs for our customers that were priced in a pretty turbulent and pretty unique period of time, which we hope will never be repeated. So, yeah. You know, it's really the testament to our people, just grinding away, delivering for our customers, and getting into that better, well-priced book of work.
Okay, so you did. You almost. What do they call it? Doing a Bradbury. What's his name? Is it the skater?
That's Steve Bradbury.
Steve Bradbury. That's correct. It. Yeah.
And I think we've had to you know, work hard, and I think we find ourselves in a really strong and, you know, confident position now, and that really is a testament to the work we've done over the last 2 years.
Right. Okay. So the company is on track this year to build 4,500 new homes. And has been focused on medium density town living, and also I've read on social affordable housing, which is great, as much as possible. Given our current, and I won't call it how home affordability, I'll call it home availability. That's what it really is. Yeah. Okay. Do you think that those 4,500 are enough? And I know that's not really a. Don't mean to be unfair, because it's not the entire housing industry isn't on your shoulders. But do you think? Would you like to build more, is what I'm asking, and if you could, with given current constraints, how could you achieve this?
Yeah, I think the macroeconomic environment is quite strong. There is a lot of demand for housing.
Yeah, there is.
The one thing we've learnt over the last 2 years is to deliver for our customers. We have to match our delivery with the amount of capacity and capability we have in our workforce. So, you know, while we'd love to deliver more, we need to make sure we don't take on or bite off more than what we can chew, because at the moment there is a real problem in the industry as to the depth and the breadth of the capability that we have, and that has to be the limiter of how much work we can do. But in saying that, Branko, volume builders have a massive role to play.
Right.
Without us, we are not going to achieve these lofty targets that the government has set for us. So, you know, we're cautious, much more cautious than what we have been in the last couple of years. We're willing to take on the challenge.
Okay. Well, it is a challenge, isn't it? What is it? 1.2 million, he said?
Yeah, I think those types of goals, we love them. They're ambitious, but they don't seem to be grounded in a lot of reality. Yeah. And I think everybody in the industry understands that, but I do credit the government for trying to push, you know, the industry forward. But there needs to be a lot of change, and it comes back to supply of labour and the depth of skills. So you and I both know that these people who build our homes, they're professionals.
Yep.
These are not skills that can be, you know, learnt overnight. That master to apprentice and the passing on of skills, it takes years. And if we're going to get up to these lofty goals of how many homes, you know, we want to build, 1.2 million, we really need to start investing in that labour force now. And it's going to take some time to rebuild it back to where it needs to be.
Actually, on that point, I'll ask you, is this a function of maybe decades of underinvestment in our apprenticeship and TAFE sectors? Would you just as a bottom line?
I'd say to begin with, there has been a real wind back of vocational education across the state governments. I think a lot of us, we all have to take some blame ourselves with the way we promote to our own children what is success, and university is the pathway to success. And I don't think that is really true, and there has to be a real redefining of, you know, what is success for our children, for them to make change in that space.
So on that point, with supply chain constraints, are we still at the moment? I won't say at the moment. Let's say looking a bit forward, because today's you know, your national conference. Mod 24?
Yeah, Master Design. Yep.
That was all about looking forward. So looking forward, are we suffering supply chain constraints? And if so, in your mind or in your opinion, how can we fix this?
Yeah, Branko, I think the most important thing is stability, equilibrium. So at the moment, we're still busy finishing a large volume of work that came about from the last government stimulus that was put into the market.
Right.
What we need to make sure is that then transitions into a smooth equilibrium of demand and supply over the next couple of years.
Okay.
I worry about, you know, with the constraints we have around labour, that, you know, with interest rates high, there's a lot of pent-up demand that at some point is going to explode when the interest rates start to come down. And I'm really keen to make sure that the government can start to signpost, you know, when we've hit the top of that cycle, give a bit of time for that demand to eke itself out. And in 6 months' time, when there's a belief that there is a chance that they'll go down, that there's some signposting about that as well, so that we can maintain that stability. The thing that I really worry about is that because there is this massive pent-up demand, the macroeconomics are so good, that in the future, if there is a decrease in interest rates and it comes without any signalling, it's going to put a significant amount of pressure on the supply chain and create some inflationary pressure for customers. So it just needs to, like, no peaks and troughs. We just need stability.
Interesting. On that point, so I'm going to quote you now, because you said, and I quote, affordability is a key focus, and medium density is about going back onto the medium density, because that is really the flavour of the mainstream media even, which is amazing when you think about it. Affordability is a key focus, and medium density is one of the solutions that we see in relation to meeting people's expectations on price, which is what you recently said to a major media outlet.
Yep.
Okay, what else? I mean, what about new building materials or techniques like modular, like prefab?
Yeah.
Is that something that Metricon is looking to get into?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at prefab, but we haven't cracked the code yet. It doesn't deliver the efficiency and time and cost that we would hope it would. And I think because it actually needs some real significant research and development to make it work. It's definitely on our list of things to do, but it's going to take some time to crack that nut.
Can I ask, is it almost, in a way, the same problem? Let's say you've cracked the nut, as you say. Is it almost the same problem that you then obviously need companies and the technology with the know-how to make this, don't you?
Yeah, I think it needs to be. It could be government-led, because it needs to be that significant investment to get this prefab solution working. And there are degrees of prefab that exists in the market where, you know, we can have a truss, which is, you know, completely prefabbed off-site and brought on-site, but we want to take a great leap. We want to take a big leap so that, you know, a wall comes to site. It's been, you know, the interior and the exterior wall is established. The connections, the electricity and the plumbing all exists. That's when we're going to find significant changes that will hopefully provide some solution to affordability and, most importantly, time.
Speaking of affordability again,
which
it is on everyone's tongue, as you know, the tip of everyone's tongue, rather. The RBA just a few hours ago announced that it will be leaving interest rates on hold. Can I ask, does that make you one very happy home building company CEO?
It makes me happy. Let me start by that, because my wife always tells me that I'm hard to be made happy. But I also, as I said before, I want there to be more stronger signalling of where we're at. I don't like this sitting on the fence that interest rates aren't increasing, but then almost a threat to say that interest rates, they could go up again in the future. I want there to be clear signalling that it looks like we're at the top of that cycle of interest rates increasing, so that people can start to work out what they can afford. There's so much demand, Branko, out there.
Yeah, there is.
The inquiry out of Sway Homes is incredible. But people, it takes a lot now for people to take that leap of faith to build a home, whether it's confidence in the building journey, confidence in what their budgets are, whether there needs to be more confidence given to them. And I think that's where the Reserve Bank has a role to play, just to signal what the direction of interest rates are going to be. Not to provide definitive statements that we've finished, but start to say, we think we're at the top of this cycle, and that it's unlikely, or there's a chance that they won't increase, so some of that demand can eke itself out into the market. Because if it all comes at once,
right,
in 6 months' time, the industry will struggle to be able to accommodate all that work and digest all that work in a short period of time. It needs to be done over a nice, smooth period of time.
Okay. Then I want to ask, do you think perhaps that this feast or famine, drought or flood approach, or one economist in the US called it, you know, trying to crack a walnut with a sledgehammer,
yeah,
do you think that perhaps government, doesn't matter which government,
yeah,
it is, government should look at maybe another approach to stimulate or to stop or dampen inflation?
Yeah, well, we're in a housing crisis. It's the first news story that runs every night. It's the first thing that people talk about at a barbecue on the weekend.
Yep.
We've got real problems. There's homeless people, there's people who can't find rental accommodation. And at the same time, we're creating an environment where it's more difficult for people to build homes. So maybe there are other solutions that need to be looked at to try and manage inflation. One thing I am sure of is if they don't manage and signal to the consumer what interest rates are going to do into the future, it will create a larger inflationary environment at some point in the future where a whole heap of work has to be digested in a short period of time, and that's not going to be good for the consumer or for the builder.
Brad Duggan, CEO of Metricon, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking Architecture and Design. Until next time, goodbye. Thanks for listening to Talking Architecture and Design, brought to you in association with the Architecture and Design Network. You can catch up with news, projects, interviews, and much more at architectureanddesign.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our newsletters and magazine.